Thank you. If you live in the Eel River Valley, you are having a power problem today. PG&E is reporting power outages in the valley, outages which began late last night affecting 9,000 customers. PG&E said it's working hard to restore power to those locations, and that could be as late as tonight before all that power is restored. Again, 9,000 customers affected by that. A Clear Lake man is headed to prison for 18 years for the crossbow killing of another man on the Samoa Dunes last September. Phoenix Triton King was sentenced to prison after a plea deal for voluntary manslaughter. King also tried to kill another man in the confrontation in the Samoa Dunes last year. He was accused of fatally shooting James John James and wounding Matthew Blaine Lewis in the dunes. King claimed he shot in self-defense. Two fatal victims topped the list of the numbers for the California Highway Patrol this holiday weekend. The CHP released its numbers for the 4th of July weekend, and the Fortuna crash leads the list because it was a DUI incident and because neither victim in the crash was wearing a seatbelt. Ironically, the Fortuna crash, in which two people died, happened just before the official start of the police maximum enforcement period at 6 o'clock on Thursday. In the crash, father and son both died. Things are looking up for the Humboldt County economy, said Supervisor Rex Bone. The supervisor said he's seeing signs of economic recovery, including new construction and new jobs. Appearing on Talk Shop, Bone said he had been looking for signs of progress and has found them in construction sites in Eureka, particularly in the new McDonald's restaurant, where he said local workers are employed to construct the new building.
I certainly hope so. I know we have the people that want to do it. Some people are expanding their businesses a little bit. Trucking industries, the guys seem just busier than heck. Construction seem everybody seems to be going both on the private and the government side. So it won't be from lack of effort by the people of Humboldt County, and hopefully they don't think they're elected officials either.
Rex Bone talking about an optimistic future for Humboldt County. He appeared on Talk Shop. Humboldt County authorities are still investigating those two explosive devices found at McKinleyville High School on Saturday. Authorities say somebody called about two devices in plastic bottles with white powder inside. Explosives experts were called to investigate and render the devices safe. Authorities say homemade explosives are serious because they can cause chemical burns, loss of hearing, and blindness, and the penalty can be up to 6 years in prison. Authorities have no suspects. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Businessman Rob Arkley is back in town, and the outspoken entrepreneur is giving Eureka a mixed review of its successes and failures over the past few months. On Talk Shop, Arkley said he has seen some businesses make positive strides, but he questions the successes of some local leaders, including Police Chief Andrew Mills.
Well, I think it feels like we're not off to a fast start in tourism in Old Town. Feels like Police Chief Mills has had some positive impact on the vagrants, but I would certainly not call it a success. The town appears to be a little bit more cleaned up.
Arkley also said he's surprised by the result of some local elections, specifically the low voter turnout in the primary. He said he's surprised that Supervisor Virginia Bass did not win by a greater margin over former city council member Chris Carrigan.
Those of us who've seen Chris Carrigan over the years, I mean, he's kind of what adult parents don't want their child to be. I mean, he hasn't finished college. Maybe he has now, but he's 30. He hasn't held a full-time job. I mean, that's kind of the way you don't want your kids to grow up and be. And now he ran for office, and by golly, got 46% of the vote. Are you kidding me?
Rob Arkley was appearing on Talk Shop. And that's the news for KINS News.